track 8, and we come to letters to the editor. There are actually 4 letters today. One is from Mark Baldwin, and again, it is about national and global political issues. And the other one is by Tim Knowles of Totnes, which is about the nightmare of artificial intelligence, which again is highlighted in the national press. So we've decided not to read them. So there are just 2 letters. And the first one is by Jan White of Bristol, all pooped out. I find Dawlish a really dog-friendly place, but when I walked the wall from Dawlish train station to Dawlish Warren recently, I did not find one dog waste bin. It was a very hot day, and I had to carry my bag of dog waste, not a pleasant experience, until I reached the Warren and could dispose of it in the correct manner. I did notice a few people carrying the same bag of accessories as myself and wondered if others find this a problem.
Owen Sharp, Chief Executive of the Dogs Trust, writes, "The dog community needs you." The Dogs Trust's National Dog Survey for 2026 is now open, and we are calling on the people of Devon to have their say about the role that dogs play in their lives. The survey is celebrating its 5th year, having gathered more than 1.4 million responses since it began, and insights from the survey help shape how the Dogs Trust supports people and dog owners, improves welfare and campaigns for dogs across the Southwest. The survey helps us to improve dog welfare and understands the needs and concerns and realities of owning or being around dogs. We want to hear your stories, from the funny bits and the tricky bits to the quirks that make dogs one of a kind. The insights from this year's survey will help ensure Dogs Trust can support dogs and their owners and help us all to live the best lives possible together. And it isn't just dog owners we want to hear from. Whether you've always wanted a dog, or unsure how one fits into your lifestyle, or simply prefer to admire them from afar, we want to hear from you. These findings have enabled us to open dog food banks, launch our free behaviour support line to support thousands of owners across the UK, and highlight the challenges of renting with a pet, contributing to the Renters' Rights Act, coming into law in England in May 2026, meaning landlords can no longer unreasonably refuse a tenant's request to have a dog. The survey is available at www.dogstrust.org.uk/NDS is open until Tuesday the 30th of June. It takes just 15 minutes to complete and celebrates dog lovers, admirers and the proud members of the dog community and their commitment as owners to their four-legged friends. And that concludes the letters to the editor for this week.